Talk about a roller coaster of emotions, Coach. You were up 1-0, and then all of a sudden you're down 4-1. But heady veteran teams do not panic. And really, I didn't think your team panicked there, even though they had just one rough inning there in the top of the third.
Yeah, you know, we had three errors there, and they weren't that bad of errors. They just kind of came at some bad times. And, you know, one of them was hard hit ball up short. Would have been a close play over there for Easton. But, you know, it gets pretty tough, you know, when they're kind of consecutive like that. Yes. I don't think we had any outs when we were doing that. And, you know, that's one of those innings on probably a younger team that maybe turns into a 7-8 running, you know, run inning and early in the season. So, you know, we were able to squeeze out of that. And, you know, I really thought we had a lot of times, even in the early parts of the game, but before we had the errors, you know, we had a lot of base runners, felt really good about it. We just couldn't get them across. We scored consecutive innings in a row, but we just couldn't have that big inning going, and we got just enough. So,
well, sometimes that's all you need is enough there. And, you know, how beneficial – I know you don't want to play extra innings and use up pitches for some of your pitchers, but how beneficial was it for you guys to play an extra inning game?
Well, I think when you combine that with the amount of base runners that we had, I'm guessing guys probably had five at-bats maybe. Maybe the top of our lineup got to the fifth at-bat. So, you know, that's going to be close to getting pretty close to playing a doubleheader. And you know, we haven't played since the 8th, so it's been quite a while. And actually, we haven't played two games in a week since, I don't know, mid-April or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope, you know, tomorrow we can start to kind of look, you know, that benefit starts to pay off, and we kind of look like we did when we were playing twice a week. And it's just even, you know, last week, you know, when we had some good weather and stuff, we had our pitchers throwing to our hitters. And, you know, they don't see them very often, but it's still not the same. You know, you know, it's going out here, you know, against an opposing team that's actually trying to get you out.
You know, and I think Colby, you knew coming in that they would be much improved, and they definitely showed it there, taking you guys to the brink here today. But, you know, you're pitching Easton Lorg. He looked solid there, and when you guys needed somebody to come up and step up big, and he did not give up a hit in his six innings of relief.
No, I'm sure when we look at the stats, it's probably going to enforce what I'm thinking, but I think it's the best game he's pitched. Pretty amazing job out there, and just, you know, just firing it right down the middle and keeping him off with the curveball, and you know, some pretty big strikeouts at some pretty key times with some runners on, and you know, it's never easy, you know, and even, you know, for you know, a lot of our guys they're used to starting, so
yeah.
To come in relief there, and you know, Harrison did a good job in his first inning relief, you know, Easton was pretty amazing out there today.
He was. A good performance there, and you get back tomorrow here in Colby, and it's going to be against Lakin. And that one was a lot closer game than maybe some people probably expected, a 1-0 game. But you're going to see probably their ace tomorrow, and you have your ace available as well, and all but one pitcher available for you guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, with playing back-to-back games and only having, you know, one guy out, that's pretty good. You know, even if it's a regular season event, if we had a rain makeup day, we'd feel pretty good about going into a doubleheader with all but one guy. Shoot, sometimes, you know, on a Tuesday Friday matchup, if we only lose one guy out of the Tuesday doubleheader, we feel pretty good. So, I think you know, looking at, you know, some scores, you know, in 3A so far, there's been a lot of low scoring, games, and you know, teams get better. Everybody improves, and you know, defenses are getting better. Colby today played an excellent defensive game. They really did. They played really well. They caught a lot of balls. They made some plays. That right fielder that threw out Bailey there at the end, that was, you know, that was a pretty big play for them. You know, everyone's well coached by this point in the season.
Absolutely. Here, Coach David Dirks joining us here. Beavers win it here and walk off 5-4. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoyed it, and we'll see you back here in Colby tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.